Audio 14, DB Museum and Museum of Communication. The modern decor, however, makes it hard to guess. The DB Museum in Nuremberg, founded in 1882, is probably the oldest railroad museum in the world. And it is equally quite big, on 6,800 square meters. It shows the history of the railroad in Germany from its beginnings around 1800 to the present day. And it also ventures a look into the future. However, the technical development is only one of several interwoven narrative threads that illustrate, via multimedia and audio guide, how the railroad has fundamentally changed all areas of human existence and influenced world history. And so, everyday things, such as the development of travel comfort or the working conditions of railway employees, meet here with darker sides, such as the Reichsbahn, as the logistical backbone of the War of Extermination and the Holocaust. A separate section is devoted specifically to the era of the German division. The main protagonists, however, are the vehicles themselves. A good 40 legends of the railways await visitors in two halls, ranging from Germany's oldest surviving passenger car to a replica of the Adler, the first steam locomotive in Germany, and a design model of the ICE-4. In addition, there is a 15,000-square-foot outdoor area with a historic train platform, interactive signals, and a display depot with treasures from the museum's collections. In the children's railway land, Kabbalah, lots of buttons can be pressed. Here, driving simulators and a Lilliput train await the little visitors, with which they can ride through the entire exhibition area. In the same building, there is also the Museum of Communications, which you can explore on an audio tour. Items on display include signaling instruments, objects related to telephone culture and media development, switching equipment, historic vehicles, archaeological finds related to writing, and historic computers. Media stations explain how children learn to write or how a Chinese secretary masters her typewriter with several thousand characters. Hands-on stations complement these offerings.